if it was not for Jesus. He blessed me.
Hester May, Will Bourne, Della Daniels, Angelia Taylor. Come on, mamas. Welcome to World Music Matters.
Thank you.
He mine, so that I might sing. I thank you, Jesus.
I thank
to have you on the show. You were in concert on the 13th of November at the Pan Piper here. You're traveling in France. You're all the way from this small town in Mississippi, Como, population 1,000. Is that right, Hester?
I think it's about 1,500 in the city limit there. Well, out in the rural areas, more people, but the small town, yes.
And is there a strong musical tradition in Como? Angelia?
Oh, yes. The people just... There's so many people singing Como. That's basically what we known for, singing Como. Most of gospel and blues basically come out of Como.
So from a very small, mainly rural town.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
To the French capital, Paris, Della. This sounds like a big leap.
Well, we've been here before, but, you know, I was told when we first started singing that if we made it, that we would end up over here.
When did you start singing with your cousins?
We started singing in 07 as the Como Mamas. It started with at Angela's house. I came down after Michael Riley had been there.
Right, he's from Daptone Records.
He's from Daptone Records. And after I got there, then he wanted to hear all three of us sing. And after all three of us sung, he said our voices complimented each other.
I said, was I?
Oh, yeah.
Was satisfied?
Oh, yeah.
And I placed me in?
Oh, yeah.
A dwell?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know?
Oh, yeah.
I was just a prisoner?
Oh, yeah.
Let in a sail?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But now,
oh, yeah.
In a dwell in?
Oh, yeah.
You're used to performing. Church, that's how you actually got into music in the first place. But what's it like performing in front of heathens in a concert hall in Paris, Hester?
To me, it's a joy. It's a joy to sing before so many people. And the response that we get, I can't understand the language, but the feeling, I always say that from the heart reaches the heart. And seem like to me, wherever we sing, the congregation of people, they can feel that spirit, you know, that power that's coming with from each song.
Wonderful watching you perform, the three of you, because at any one time one of you is basically singing and the other two are like the choir, so it feels like someone is preaching and the other two are there as a support. Is that the way that you work? If I can just ask you, Angelia.
Yeah, basically that's the way we do. When one lead, their leader usually feels her song and just carry it to the highest level and use the background, try to carry her also.
You've released an album, it's called Move Upstairs, an album of traditional songs. Can you tell us a bit more, Della, about those songs?
The songs that we sing, they all come out of the Bible. There is some scripture somewhere in the Bible that fit those songs. Move Upstairs, we sing it last because it talks about once this life is over. And we start out by trying to introduce Jesus to everyone. And then we constantly sing songs saying, I can't thank him enough. So we just try to really plant seeds in the hearts of people.
Next election, 99 and a half won't do.
Yeah.
You gotta make 100.
Yeah.
Every day we're running.
Yeah.
We're running.
A lot of those songs that we sing came from slavery back during the time with Harry Tubman, who the Underground Railroad. We used to have songs called Dr. Watch, and these people would be in the cotton field, and they would be singing songs, communicating with each other, and they would sing real loud in the cotton field, and the master just thought they were singing, but they was actually trying to contact one another and, you know, let each other know whether they was going to be able to come, whether they was going to be able to do what they said they was going to do or not.
And so the song 99 and a half won't do. This is a song which has also become sort of synonymous with the civil rights movement.
Well, 99 and a half won't do was basically based on you got to be Christ-like. The people wanted the people to know then you can't come halfway. You got to come all the way. In other words, you got to make it to the boat. You got to make it to where we said we're going
to
meet up
at,
to the ship, to escape. Because there was a lot of escaping during that time. And a lot of the songs came from that. But then later on down the years, people would redo the song. And they would base it on, you got to be Christ-like. And Christ was perfect. You know, if you're perfect, you 100%.
When you come up out of them cotton fields like we did, and you have a hard time like we had, you know somebody, something had to have something to do with it. Because you looking at some people now that came from the cotton field, now I have a real job.
Esther, can you just tell us a bit more about Music Makers Relief Foundation, which is very much behind you on this album?
Music Maker is really about helping new artists, helping them get out there. They really try to help you get out there to get known, get a chance to express, you know, what the gift you have been given. Whatever type of music that you do, they back you up to help you get out there to get known.
Lord, and I got peace of mind, and I got joy that I never could find. Oh, I got love that lasts. You know it cannot be so bad. But I got
Angelia, you used to work in a newspaper factory?
Well, it was a magazine company that made magazines for all over the world, and we were one of the largest companies in the world. And I worked there for 10 years, and then we went bankrupt and closed down.
So what do you do now?
I don't do anything now. I'm a home baker.
You had a problem with the dust.
Yes, accumulated asthma there. When I first went there, I didn't have it. And once I got the job, I have severe asthma.
Has that made singing difficult for you?
Yes, it does at times, but seeing when I get on the stage, it just happens. I can be wheezing, but when I get on stage, it just go away.
10,000 beautiful things.
Oh, yeah.
All around me shine.
Yeah.
The devil tried to deter me, but I got a made of mine.
There's one song called Count Your Blessings.
You ought to count.
Count your blessings.
Your blessings.
Count your blessings.
And you'll see.
And see what the Lord has done.
You ought to count.
Count your blessings.
Your blessings.
Count your blessings.
And you'll see.
And see what the Lord.
Also look at a video. You're doing a bit of rap here. You've got a flow going. Are you trying also to take the gospel to a much wider demographic? You know, use hip-hop and rap as a way also of conveying your message?
Well, the thing about the songs are we was brought to New York City to sing with Daptone. Daptone is the one who's backing us up on our CD and our album. And during the recording session, we sung our song based on how they was playing them. Daptone have their own style of music.
Yeah, because they've got four musicians, right, in-house, yes, called the Glorifiers.
It was four or five that, you know, that was playing. And so it's how they're playing the song. My intention was not really to carry it anywhere, but just to sing the song and put the song with the music. So that's the way Daptone play.
But you're into it as well.
Well, I don't want people to feel like you have to be uptight because you're on the Lord's side. Some people think that, you know, when you serve in God, you got to be uptight. You can't enjoy life. You can't enjoy your music. You know, some people don't want to give their life to the Lord because they think you got to be uptight.
Della Daniels, Esther Mae Wilburn, Angelia Taylor, the Como Mamas from Como in Mississippi. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So keep on counting.
Money in my.